single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. Do you know the Bible says that pride goes before destruction, and that a haughty spirit before a fall? The Bible also says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Has your pride ever gotten in the way of God's blessings for you? Has your pride ever caused someone around you to be affected by it? Well, in the text today, Moab was a very proud nation, even though destruction was coming by the Assyrian army. And their pride impacted the people of that nation. Let's look at the text together.
Isaiah chapter 16, verses 1 through 14. Send lambs as tribute to the ruler of the land from Selah, across the desert to the mount of the daughter of Zion. Like fluttering birds pushed from the nest, so are the women of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Give us counsel, render a decision, make your shadow like night at high noon. Hide the fugitives, do not betray the refugees. Let the Moabite fugitives stay with you, be their shelter from the destroyer. The oppressor will come to an end, and destruction will cease. The aggressor will vanish from the land. In love, a throne will be established. In faithfulness, a man will sit on it, one from the house of David, one who in judging seeks justice and speeds the cause of righteousness. We have heard of Moab's pride, her overweening pride and conceit, her pride and her insolence, but her boasts are empty. Therefore the Moabites wail, they wail together for Moab, lament and grieve for the men of Kir-Hareseth. The fields of Heshbon wither, the vines of Sibmah also. The rulers of the nations have trampled down the choicest vines, which once reached Jazer and spread toward the desert. Their shoots spread out and went as far as the sea. So I weep as Jazer weeps for the vines of Sibmah. O Heshbon, O Elealeh, I drench you with tears. The shouts of joy over your ripened fruit and over your harvests have been stilled. Joy and gladness are taken away from the orchards. No one sings or shouts in the vineyards. No one treads out wine at the presses, for I have put an end to this shouting. My heart laments for Moab like a harp, my inmost being for Kir-Hareseth. When Moab appears at her high place, she only wears herself out. When she goes to her shrine to pray, it is to no avail. This is the word the Lord has already spoken concerning Moab. But now the Lord says, within 3 years, as a servant bound by contract would count them, Moab's splendor and all her many people will be despised, and her survivors will be very few and feeble.
Welcome back to Living Life. As we looked at the text earlier, and consider the text, and we see that judgment is coming upon Moab. God is using the Assyrian army to execute judgment on Moab. And because judgment is coming, Isaiah appeals to Moab. He appeals to the king of Moab for the refugees and the fugitives that will be the coming judgment. Those refugees and fugitives were mostly women, and because of the compassion and the mercy that Isaiah had for Moab, he sought that judgment of those fugitives would at least be stayed, the judgment would be averted by appealing to the king of Moab to send tribute to Judah. Now, tribute was sent many years before by King Mesha to King Ahab. About 100,000 lambs were sent in order to stave off, in order to buy the favor of the king, in order to, so that there may be no destruction coming to the land. However, when King Ahab died, King Mesha stopped sending the tribute, and tribute was never sent again. And now Isaiah is saying to begin to resume the tribute so that the people of Moab can be preserved from destruction, in particular the women who had escaped the destruction in the land. As we see, as we look through the verses, especially chapter 16, verse 3 and 4, we see that the Moabites asked Judah for asylum and refuge for these women. And in verse 4, Isaiah asks for asylum and refuge from Moab to Judah. Isaiah specifically asked Judah to open their gates, to open their doors to these refugees, to these fugitives. And Judah is considering opening their doors. Now, the interesting thing when we look at this, in the middle of this judgment, in the middle of this destruction that's coming, Isaiah reflects a compassion and mercy for the people. This reminds me of the same compassion and mercy that God has for us. In the middle of judgment, God holds out a hand of mercy and compassion that we would change our ways, that we would change our behavior so God would not have to mete out judgment against the people. Now, one of the examples of this, as we know, with Jonah himself, when Jonah went to Nineveh, God gave Jonah a message to tell the Ninevites, if they don't repent in 40 days, judgment would come. However, as we know this rest of the story, the Ninevites actually repented. In fact, that whole community repented. God is always seeking a change in our behavior. However, in verse 6, it says that the Moab was prideful. They were proud and did not want to send tribute to buy the favor of Judah. Judah actually had a pact or a treaty with Assyria, and buying the favor of Judah would have prevented destruction of the nation. But the pride of Moab got in the way. Now, pride not only affects the nation, but pride affects all those around. Pride affected the people. Pride affected those women who were escaping destruction, who were crying out. The scripture talks about these Moabite women as fluttering birds pushed from the nest. Now, the pride of Moab is like our pride. When we stand up with our proud attitudes, we actually affect those around us. We can affect our households, our friends, our family with that pride, just like Moab was affecting the people of that nation. In the midst of that, in verse 5, it talks about a Davidic throne, one who would come, who would sit on the throne of David. And this person would be the Messiah. He would rule with righteousness. He would seek justice, and he would be one of faithfulness. This throne is the one that all men can seek refuge in who are exiled because of their sin. This would include everybody. Pride is one thing that would prevent that. Will you let your pride stand in the way of a relationship with Jesus Christ? In this particular case, it says, the passage says in verse 13 and 14 that judgment was going to come upon Moab in 3 years. God was giving them a time in order to change. God gives us a time to change. He is not slow in executing judgment, but he is one who would wish that none would perish. Take the time that God has given you to change your ways. Just like with Moab, even though destruction is coming, God always holds out a hand of mercy. Even with Moab, the scriptures tell us that they would be a remnant of survivors. There's always a remnant. I pray that you will be part of that remnant of survivors when destruction comes, and you will seek the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to set forth and proclaim the truth of your word. We love you. We glorify you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world that's stepping in closer.